Good day from the Source listeners. Today we have the pleasure of speaking with Nicole Williams, who is the Director of Brand Marketing for Long John Silver's. And the restaurant chain recently conducted a free fish and fries promotion across all of its 1,250 restaurants in the U.S. So we look forward to talking with Nicole today about that promotion as well as other upcoming initiatives from Long John Silver's. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having us. We're excited to be here.
Definitely. Well, when we last interviewed CEO Mike Kern at Long John Silver's, we reviewed some of your company's successes in terms of attracting new diners and updating the stores and really just growing the sales over the last couple of years. So you and I will go over some of that shortly, but first I wanted to know why Long John Silver's decided to conduct this national free fish and fries promotion.
Great. Okay, so I don't know if you're aware, and you know, some of our listeners may not be aware, but this year is Long John Silver's 45th anniversary of serving America great tasting seafood. So first and foremost, we really wanted to take a step back and create an event that really celebrates our loyal customers. You know, their loyalty has really helped make us and help establish us as America's favorite seafood brand. So we wanted to take the opportunity to create an offer and an event that really welcomed them back into our restaurants and, you know, thanked them for their loyalty over the years, but then also gave customers who may not have tried our brand before to come on in and, you know, and try our great tasting classic battered fish and natural cut fries. On top of that, we really wanted to look at this, you know, not really just about a promotion or a one-day offer, but, you know, how can we create this, how can we create an event inside of our restaurants that's really about establishing an emotional connection with our consumers and doing something, you know, a little bigger than, you know, what some people may think is just giving away free fish and fries. Mm-hmm. So that's really where we took a step back and thought, what a great fit we have with everyday local fish fries. They happen throughout the United States. They happen at churches and bingo halls, at schools, and it's just a great event for the community and for, you know, everyone from all walks of life to really come together and, you know, come together and be happy and eat great tasting seafood. So that's really what we wanted to do for this event. So, you know, we're really excited about it, and we think, you know, it's a great connection with our consumers, and it's a great way to, you know, build some connections with the community as well.
I love that. Just like you said, it just has a great, creates a great feeling among everyone, and you know, gratitude too for people that, you know, appreciate you doing something like that for free. And I know you probably have other special events like this planned throughout the year to celebrate the 45th anniversary. What do you have in mind?
We do have a few other promotions that are going to be happening that are under wraps, so stay tuned for that. But what's out right now in restaurants, we are celebrating all summer long with a $4.99 affordable value price premium thick cut cod basket where customers can get, you know, a premium great piece of battered fish and our natural cut fries and hush puppies for $4.99.
Okay.
And then outside of that, we're I'm really excited to talk about some of the new menu items that we're looking at launching in just a few weeks. So customers throughout the U.S. will be able to come into our restaurants mid-July and see some new menu expansions. We are introducing a line of soups, salads, and sandwiches. And, you know, we're really excited about it. It's something we've been working on for the past year, and, you know, we really think it's a great way to expand our menu and address that veto voter and, you know, show consumers other great ways to eat seafood inside our restaurants. So I can tell you a little bit about that. We've got...
I'd like to know, especially the items that include seafood and, you know, what type of seafood you're using on those products.
Yeah, definitely. So we're using a clam chowder, so, you know, your New England clam chowder soup, but then we'll also have three sandwiches, a classic battered chicken sandwich, a classic battered fish sandwich, and then we're also introducing a new seafood salad that you can get as a side in a sandwich or also on top of a traditional iceberg romaine blend type salad. So it's basically a combination of a seafood salad protein with a blend of cheese, a sliced tomato, and some signature sauce, all topped on a warm, or all served on a warm ciabatta bun. So we're really excited about that. And then just really upping some of the quality cues of our current sandwiches and adding sliced tomatoes as well. Outside of that, we do have two new salads. So the seafood salad, which I talked about, which is, it's basically a blend of, you know, whitefish, shrimp, and crab, and then a signature sauce, and served on a bed of lettuce with cheese, tomatoes, and special dressing.
Wow, yeah, you have quite a rollout happening. I'll be needing to see how the customer acceptance for those, and I'm sure it'll be great, especially in the summer with people looking for lighter salads and so forth.
Yeah, absolutely. Outside of that, we do have other products that we've rolled throughout, I would say, probably the last 6 months. We've got new dipping fish strips, which rolled out earlier this year, which is more of a portable classic battered fish. Mm-hmm. And then also we've got our baked cod and our baked shrimp served with, you know, just the Asian and creamy garlic sauce. So our food innovation team is always working on great new additions, and we'll continue to bring some new additions and rolling out new flavors and new variety this fall.
Oh, that's great. Well, with all those new product expansions coming out, you know, I did want to ask you about the difficulty in sourcing seafood. A lot of times in the past couple of years, everyone I've talked to is really concerned about the higher price of seafood, shrimp, certain types of fish, but just overall, you know, the costs have gone up with all other proteins. So basically, how has the company handled that, and which items are you finding that, you know, are more expensive to buy, so you're either having to cut back or maybe just charge more for those products?
Yes, certainly. We do keep a close eye on pricing trends. Obviously, we're very concerned when any segment moves up because it does affect us. Having said that, we have been very successful in the past with our contract buying. So as an example, in 2013, we had purchased enough shrimp from our suppliers to meet our demand before the prices went up. And those are really the type of strategies that we'll continue to use moving forward. At the end of the day, we're about keeping costs down so that we can provide our customers with great tasting seafood at prices that they can afford to eat every day.
Oh, that's great. And have you noticed specifically on shrimp if the price has come down, or you've been able to contract at a better price? I know last year it was just skyrocketing for many restaurants, so.
I mean, based on 2013, we still have plenty of shrimp, and we haven't been impacted by those new cost structures.
Okay, that's wonderful. And then also, when I talked with Mike in the past, he had mentioned that 2013 was just a tough operating year for Long John Silver's and the restaurant industry, but the company was still able to grow profits. So I'm kind of wondering now in 2014 what you're seeing for quarterly sales and profit growth.
Well, you know, no doubt about it, 2014 was a challenging year. It was a challenging year for the QSR restaurant industry as a whole. And that's partially why we're doing, you know, this event this summer and rolling out some of those new products that I discussed earlier. So it's really about, you know, continuing to meet our customers' needs and, you know, offering them variety and, you know, new products at affordable prices, and then, you know, really celebrating and getting back in the community, which is, you know, really what this Free Fish and Fries event is all about. And it's about, you know, getting our customers back in the habit of coming to our restaurants every day and getting back in the habit of eating great tasting seafood every day.
Okay. And then can you talk about the sales growth that that Long John Silver's has experienced over the last couple quarters? Or is that not something, the figures that you have?
They're not figures that we share publicly.
Okay.
We are a privately owned company.
Okay, I didn't realize. All right.
Okay.
No problem. And then I know Long John Silver's is also expanding internationally and really going full force with that this year. So how is that expansion going?
Yes, certainly. We believe there's expansion opportunities internationally. As you know, seafood consumption is higher in countries outside of the U.S., and we are working right now on further development in the Middle East and Southeast Asia, and we look forward to sharing, you know, our developments in that in the future.
Okay, great. Well, I appreciate you being with us today, talking about the promotion and the 45th anniversary and just all the initiatives that the chain has, and really enjoyed this time with you.
Great, thank you. We hope everyone, you know, just continues to eat more seafood and visits Long John Silver's every day. And it's just really about, you know, giving customers great tasting seafood at prices they can afford.
Definitely. Thank you again. Nice talking with you.
Thank you.